But the last book we read was Nicola Upson. Yeah. It's called Nine Lessons. And she picked a while ago, she's done several of these books, The Golden Age Mystery, the crime writer Josephine Tay. And then she made her actually the central figure in some of her books, did she not?
That's right, yes. So Josephine Tay was a playwright as well as a novelist, as you say, in the 1920s, the golden era of crime. And yeah, Nicola Upson, I think she was looking into doing a biography of her first, didn't she?
If I remember rightly, and this is really maybe wrong, she wrote a book about her because I think she had access to some letters that were written by her, and then she got fascinated by her, did lots of research about her, and then sort of got into her head and felt she could write but she couldn't
get all the information, that was it. Well, so it became really intriguing, and so she
had to fill in the gaps.
Yes, and that's how she started writing her own novels, and she took Josephine Tay into this other character of a sleuth herself, really, so solving her own murder mysteries in this fictional life that Nicola Upson had developed for her. And this is the seventh book, and it's called Nine Lessons. And I was really looking forward to reading it because I do love just going back into that period of the 1920s, 1930s. Yeah. And it feels so safe and glamorous and polite. And so I was really looking forward to it. Because I have read others by Nicola, and I did enjoy it, but it felt so much darker than her other books because there were two sets of crimes going on. There's Archie Penrose, who's the detective who has befriended Josephine Tay. They've got this close friendship, and he has got this investigation into some really gruesome crimes. He eventually discovers that there's a link between these murders that seem to be happening on a regular basis, and they've all been contrived to replicate a story from M.R. James Ghost Stories, because they're set in Cambridge. The story is set in Cambridge, and M.R. James was a tutor in Cambridge, and all these murders are linked to him. So that's Archie's crime that he needs to solve, and a series of crimes which are really quite gruesome. And then Josephine she's living in Cambridge, she's on her own, and she's threatened because there's a spate of crime affecting women in Cambridge whereby they're being attacked in their own homes, and it seems to be that the perpetrator is trailing women, finding out where they live and when they're at home, and then attacking them there when they're alone at home. So that all the women are fearful because it's somebody that they might know, and all this. So there's these really quite
dark stories, yeah.
But nevertheless, we've still got Josephine and Archie there as the stalwarts, really, that we can trust them. They're gonna come through. They're gonna solve it all. And though they're both dealing with various issues in their personal lives as well, because there's that thread going along as well. They are in control, and they're very sensitive to these cases. So even though the stories are quite dark, I think that we still feel safe because
you know them.
Yes. And they're in control. We do know that it's going to be solved in the end. But I think there's not so much distance. Normally in these sort of books, certainly with the nostalgia side of things, you feel that the murder couldn't have affected you. It's all people you could have known.
It's a bit like the Agatha Christie's and Miss Marple's. Although some terrible murders happen, somehow they're just described, aren't they? You're not part of it in a way, whereas these are. And I think I haven't done any research, but I think they're based on more recent cases, aren't they, that really did happen as well.
Certainly in Cambridge. It was somebody that she knew remembered a crime like this, where a man was stalking women and attacking
them. Getting into their rooms. Yeah.
Yes, so that was a fairly recent thing. I think it might have been the 1970s, but she's translated that into the Josephine Tay period. So I again really enjoyed it, though it seems bad to say that you're enjoying something where, you know, these crimes and random crimes are being described. But I suppose that's the thing with murder mysteries, is that you experience this sort of sense of fear, but you know that you're going to be safe at the end. It's all going to be resolved, and it's the tidiness of it all that you benefit from.
Well, if we watch murder mysteries on television and the modern ones, you know, Bodyguard, Line of Duty, then we all like those sorts of things, don't we? Because I guess we are safe because we're doing it all from a distance.
That's right. Yes, there doesn't seem to be any downturn in the popularity for murder mysteries at all, does there? No.
So anyway, if you haven't read it, Nine Lessons, Nicola Upson, you give it a thumbs up?
I do. I really enjoyed it, yes.
Okay.
I think it's beautifully written. I think she's
like
a great writer.
I like her books as well, to give her a due. And I had read that one, but quite a long time ago. Has she got another one out at the moment?
She's got one coming out in
the summer,
Nicola, I think.
Hurry up.
Yes. I think it's something a little bit different, but we'll have to find out. She's speaking at Felixstowe Book Festival, so we'll find out there.
Listen on. She's quite involved in the Felixstowe Book Festival, from Suffolk originally, and quite Suffolk often features within, like the M.R. James, because of course M.R. James grew up in Great Livermere in Suffolk, although he told a lot of his stories in Cambridge. So there is, you often look, you can find Suffolk links within her books.
Yes, well, there are mentions of visits to Aldborough and Felixstowe in this book as well. So even though it's set in Cambridge, we do visit Suffolk.
So Nicola Upson, Nine Lessons, which if you didn't read it with us, comes recommended from both of us for you to read.